coming to you, for you, to enjoy and be blessed. So stay tuned for that here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Be back next Sunday around 4 o'clock with another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.
Ready for this. Well, let's try it anyway. Ah! Oh, yeah! We're gonna work this one a little bit, y'all. Hallelujah.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Resurrection Sunday, March 27th, 2016 edition of the Sound of Praise Ministry. This year entitled Jesus is the Greatest Man, produced and hosted by evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown. Good Resurrection Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing the very best in gospel music as we bring our Resurrection Sunday multicast this year entitled Jesus is the Greatest Man. Let's look to him in prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sending your Son into the world so that we might have through his life, his death, his burial and resurrection, your eternal life. And so therefore we're thanking and praising you, Lord, for this day you've allowed to see. We pray, O Lord, that the message of the resurrection might just flow in and through our lives and through this ministry out into multitudes of lives so that souls will be saved and bodies will be healed and needs might be met. Your people might grow in grace and in the knowledge of your truth, and your name magnified, uplifted as never before. And we thank you for this opportunity, this great privilege that you've given to us in Jesus' blessed name and for his praise and glory. And the people of God out there say amen and amen and amen again.
How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me and they testing me. They keep stressing me because they never heard a preacher flow, show, go, no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
ocean's tempest comes when you say peace. The universe resounds your splendor with worthy praise. Almighty God, to you I am constrained. I'm bound to you with love I can't contain. My duty, I know my purpose is to give you praise. You are my destiny.
Yes, we do. 521 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet. www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Yes, we lift the name of Jesus because he is worthy of all our praise. Good Resurrection Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry from now until 8 a.m. I plan to be here, bring you the very best in gospel music as we bring you our special Resurrection Sunday multicast this year entitled Jesus is the Greatest Man. And we'll get into the explanation of that title in just a little bit. But I want to let you know that our phone number is 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. And if you would like us to dedicate something that we already have programmed, we are taking a request today because of the nature of our program. But we'd be glad to do. We get a lot of great music. We'd be glad to dedicate something to you or to someone else. Just give us a call. 617-627-3800. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Let the other praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone with your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work on your behalf. That number again, 617-627-3800. Okay, the Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And our program today is entitled Jesus is the Greatest Man. Amen. Why? Because he came into the world as a sinless child of Mary. And then lived a sinless life among mankind, began his ministry, and for 3.5 years he did miracle after miracle and preached and taught about the kingdom of God and all of the benefits and blessings that would come to those who would put their faith and trust in him. And some believed, and others were in disbelief, and others were just totally antagonistic to the message of salvation that Jesus Christ was providing. And then, week before the Passover, he had raised Lazarus from the dead. And we mentioned last Sunday the other resurrections that he had been involved in. And the place was in turmoil. There were those who were saying, when they were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, that they should keep still. And Jesus said, if they keep still, the very rocks are going to cry out. Because he was exactly who they were proclaiming and who they'd been looking for all those years. And now he was here and in their midst. And then things seemed to turn around when he allowed himself to be taken prisoner. And he was beaten and mocked and scourged, and yet there was no reason for him to be crucified. Pilate did his best to try to get him out of the crucifixion. I find no fault in this man, but yet he turned them over and allowed them to crucify him. And so those who had been rejoicing ran for their lives because they said, hey, if they can do that to him, what are they going to do to me? Peter denied him. John followed afar off. And the others, they were nowhere in sight. But as we had with our opening theme song, Kirk Franklin said, this is going to be a lovely day. So even though the sky grew dark and all those terrible things happened and during the crucifixion, and one of the thieves said, if you're really the Son of God, save us and save yourself as well. But yet the other thief said on the third cross said that he is a just man. And Lord, remember me this day when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day you're going to be with me in paradise. Praise God. So what God is saying is if we live to give God praise, if we surrender ourselves to him, We're going to lift his name up. We're going to receive the benefits and blessings that come from being a child of God. And so we're going to promote Jesus today as the greatest man, which he is. And we're going to bring Vashon Mitchell along with Israel Houghton and the singers. And this is Greatest Man here on Sounds of Praise.
Thank you. Say, greatest man I know. I dare you lift your hands in this building and open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
yes, and he proves his love on the cross of Calvary by taking all of our sins upon himself. Ashmont Hill here on Sounds of Praise.
So deep, I'm amazed at your sacrifice. You're the only God who gave his life. As I fall at your feet, let me wash them clean. Let me feel your hands.
Yes, he proved his love by going all the way to the cross of Calvary. And even though it may have befuddled those who were there at that time, now we can look back and we can glorify him for all that he did for us. Reverend F.C. Bonds and Company at the cross here on Sounds of Praise.
Cross. me, took my sin to Calvary. He has made a way for me. And now my eyes are open since I've come to know him. His great love has set me free. At the cross, my debt was paid. All my sins were washed away. Just for me, amazing grace. At the cross, at the cross, my Savior died.
life's demand. Shameful sin placed on him, the hope of every man. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood
I'm covered by the blood of Jesus.